Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the results presentation. Value Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806. Today announced its 2016 interim results for the period ended 30 June 2016. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 15 minutes. Here on our side, we have Value Partners Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Timothy C, and Head of Finance, Ms. I.C. Wong. Ms. Wong will begin the presentation.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2016 interim results. I'm I.C. Wong, Head of Finance of Value Partners. Our presentation today is composed of three sections. I will first go through our financial highlights. After that, Mr. Timothy C, our CEO, will give you an overview of our business highlights. We will then open the floor for questions. The first half business environment was tough and affected the entire asset management industry. On slide 4 of our presentation deck, you can see that concerns on China, which is the growth engine, feeble growth in major countries, historically low yields, as well as the Brexit shock, were all attributing to this round of market headwinds. Against this backdrop, AUM of the group stood at $13.3 billion as at the end of the interim period. The decline was mainly dragged by net outflow of $1.3 billion in the first half of 2016. Moving on to slide 6, profits attributable to owners of the company end at $5 million for the first half of the year, compared with $446 million a year earlier. The decline was mainly caused by reduction in gross performance fee income and the net fair value losses of the group treasury's operations. Gross performance fee declined to $5 million during the period. As the dates of the performance fee crystallization for most of our major owned branch funds are at the end of the year, fund performance in the second half of the year will determine our ability to collect more performance fee for 2016. Meanwhile, net fair value losses of treasury operations were HK$87 million in the first half of the year. In early August, the net fair value losses have been substantially reduced to about HK$30 million on the back of further enhancement in investment and funds performance. On slide 7, you can see that total expense declined 6% to HK$241 million as other compensations and benefits were reduced substantially. In line with the group's compensation policy, which distributes 20 to 23% of the annual net profit pool as management bonus to employees, management bonus for the period decreased by HK$68 million. Meanwhile, fixed expense increased moderately, mainly due to salary increments and the addition of headcount to support the group's business growth. We continued to take prudent cost control and fixed operating expense remained well covered by net management fee income, a relatively stable income source. Fixed cost coverage ratio stood at 2.3 times. In the first half of the year, our balance sheets and cash flow positions remained strong and we had no bank borrowings. This is the end of our financial highlights. Let me pass on to Tim, our CEO, to go through our business highlights.
Thank you, Ivy. Although the macro economy and investment markets are highly uncertain, Value Partners remain on a sound business footing. With China becoming one of the world's largest exporters of capital, Asian fund managers are entering a golden age of opportunities, and Value Partners is in a sweet spot to benefit from it. In Hong Kong, we will continue to deepen our existing distribution network by adding more products onto their product shelves. We will also expand our network amongst private banks. By leveraging the solid foundation of our home market, we seek to serve the increasing needs of foreign investors who want to invest in China, as well as mainland investors who look for overseas investments. In China, we have launched a number of QDLP products and customized solutions in the first half of the year to help mainland institutions and high net worth individuals to gain overseas investment exposure. Looking forward, we will continue to capture the increasing cross-border fund flows. Meanwhile, we have also stepped up efforts in building our presence in other strategic markets. In London, we are planning to set up an office with local investment team and also business staff. This will act as our Western hub. Elsewhere in Singapore, we have strengthened our on-the-ground investment team to increase our local presence and offer more products to Southeast Asian investors. While building out our global reach, expanding our product offering is also a top priority for us. On slide 10, we have highlighted the progress we have made over the years. In the first half of the year, we have strengthened our fixed income offering by launching a fund that mainly invests in Chinese offshore preference shares. The fund has been well received amongst Chinese investors as it offers attractive risk-adjusted return despite volatility in the current market. With investors turning to the fixed income markets from the equity space, a number of fixed income products are in our pipeline. Next, in terms of our investment geography, we have been evolving from a China-centric focus to cover Greater China, Asia, or now even the global market with the launch of differentiated global funds. Currently, we are looking to develop funds that cover global emerging markets. As you can see, Value Partners continues to expand our business and product offering while navigating the market headwinds. We have also hired high-caliber talents to help us to capture tomorrow's growth. At a group level, we appoint Mr. Roger Happer as our Group Chief Operating Officer. Joining us today, Roger will lead and enhance our business operations and risk controls. He's an industry veteran who has extensive experience in building the infrastructure and internal control system for leading asset management firms in the region. In Singapore, we appoint Mr. Kenny Chan in June 2016 as our country head to manage our Singapore business. Kenny is also a senior fund manager leading our investment activities there. While strengthening the group's local presence in Singapore, he will also help develop the group's investment capabilities in Asia and also global emerging markets. In summary, we had a tough start, but we remain on a sound business footing. We will continue to expand our product offering and so as our income revenues. While volatility may well continue in the short term, we will stay focused on delivering long-term values for our clients and shareholders. So that's a quick run-through. I will open the floor for questions. Thank you.